أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Now with Islamic laws, issue number 255, that what we reached last lesson on Wednesday. Still, we are dealing with the issues which related with what? With performing wudu. With performing wudu. After washing both hands, after we finish, this is issue number 255. After washing both the hands, when performing wudu, should wipe the front part of his head with the wetness which is in his hand. So there is left some wetness left in his hand while he finished washing the left hand. Okay, now he has wetness in both of his hands, in both of his palms. So the recommended precaution is that he should wipe it with the palm of his right. Wipe what? Wipe the front part of his head. Somebody maybe ask, where is the front part of his head? It will come in next issue. So it with should wipe it with the palm of his right hand from the upper part downwards, from the upper part downwards. So the recommended precaution is that he should wipe it with the palm of his right hand from the upper part downwards. Okay. Within issue 256, the part on which wiping should be performed is 1/4 frontal part. Within issue number 256, the part on which the wiping should be performed is 1/4. Is 1/4 frontal part, 1/4 frontal part of the head. So the part on which wiping should be performed is 1/4 frontal part of the head. It is sufficient to wipe as much at any place in this part. So within issue number 256, the part on which wiping should be performed is 1/4 frontal part of the head. So 1/4 of what? Of the frontal part of the head. It is sufficient, it is enough to wipe as much at any place in this part of the head. It is sufficient, it's enough to wipe any place in this part, any place in this part of the head. Although the recommended precaution is that the length should be equal to one finger. The length should be what? Equal to one finger. And it is, or its breadth, should be what? Equal to 3 joint fingers. As length should be what? One finger enough. And as a breadth should be what? As a precaution. This is as recommended precaution. So you can use what? You can use one finger length and one finger breadth. That's enough. But as a recommended precaution is that the length should be equal to one finger and its breadth should be equal to 3 joint fingers. This is recommended precaution. Within issue number 257, it is not necessary that the wiping of the head should be performed. It is not necessary that the wiping of the head should be what? Performed on its skin. So it is not necessary to go and to move your hair and to wipe on the skin. No. It is also in order if a man wipes the hair on the front of his head. However, if the hair are so long, so here we need either to wipe what the skin or to wipe what the root of the hair, the roots of the hair. Okay. Now it is also in order if a man wipes the hair on the front of his head. However, if the hair are also what are so long that when combed they fall on his face, you see, or on other parts of his head, he should wipe his hand on the roots of his hair or part the hair and wipe the skin. So in this case, what he should do? He should wipe his hand on the roots of his hair or part the hair and wipe the skin. So if the hair is too long that when he comes, that the hair comes to over his face or to the other side of his head, in this case he has to wipe the roots of the hair or part the hair and wipe the skin. Yes, Mr. Ali. So he should make his fingers penetrate the hair. Yes, exactly. That's correct. He should make his fingers penetrate the hair. That's good. Now, if a person collects, if a person collects his hair on the front side of his head, that means to touch the skin from the root. Exactly. Not to touch the skin from the root, to touch the roots of the hair or the skin. It's okay. If he could touch the skin, that's good. If he couldn't, he only touch the roots of the hair, that's good. Okay? That's great. Now, if a person collects his hair, it means that his hair is what is so long. If a person collects his hair on the front side of his head, okay, or other parts of his head and wipes them, okay, so, or if he wipes the hair of other places, here now we have three pictures. If a person collects his hair on the front side of his head, he collects his hair on the front side of his head, this is one, or on other parts of his head, to the right side or the left side, and wipes them. Wipes what? Wipes the hair. So, or if he wipes the hair of other places, exactly. Sidewise, exactly. Or he wipes the hair of other places, such a wiping would be what? Would be void. Exactly. Would be void. Because, Mr. Ali, we mention which part we want to wipe. We mention that part, which is what? Which is 1/4 frontal part of the hair. Is 1/4 frontal part of the head. This is the part what we have or we must wipe on it. Exactly, the front part. Okay, now with issue number 258. After wiping the head, one should wipe with moisture present in one's hand. So I have to keep moisture in my hand and to wipe with this moisture. I couldn't wipe without moisture. I couldn't wipe with a dry hand. Okay, and this moisture should be left from washing his left hand. From washing his left hand. So, after wiping the head, one should wipe with what? With the moisture present in one's hand. One's feet also from any toe of the foot. From any toe of the foot. Up to what? Up to the joint. You know, up to the joint. So from the front toe up to the joint. Or at the opposite way. Or at the opposite way. As a recommended precaution, for Sistani said, as a recommended precaution, the right foot should be what? Should be wiped with the right hand. The right foot should be wiped with the right hand, and the left foot with the left hand. This is as recommended precaution. I'm going to repeat issue number 258. Okay. After wiping the head, I finished wiping the head. One should wipe what? One should wipe with the moisture present in one's hands, one's feet from any toe of the foot up to the what? Up to the joint. Up to the joint. As a recommended precaution, can we wipe the foot from the joint? Yes, yes, Mr. Ali, absolutely. Just wait, because it comes the next issue. Yes, definitely. Even it is from the joint to the toe, it, what we call it? We call it wipe. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So, as a recommended precaution, the right foot should be what? Should be wiped with the right hand and the left foot with the left hand. With the issue number 259. Wiping of the feet can have any breadth, but it is better that the breadth of the wiping should be equal to three joint. This is recommended precaution. If the breadth should be equal to three joint fingers. Can we wipe the foot from the joint to the... Yes. All right. Okay. And it is still better that, you know, recommended precaution needs to what? Needs to wipe with the three fingers joined together. And it is still better that the wiping of the entire foot is done with the entire hand. So you use the whole hand and to wipe the entire foot with the entire hand. Okay, within issue number 260. Issue number 260. Yes, exactly. Yes. No, it's better with the palm. It's better. I mentioned that within issue 255. Look for Sayyid Sistani what he said. He said the recommended precaution is that he should wipe it with the palm of his right hand. The palm, okay? It is better if you use the palm of your hand, okay? Yes. Within issue number 260, yes, 260, as precaution at the time of wiping the foot. Here we are talking about precaution. Now, both, yes, Mr. Ali, both the head and the foot, you can wipe it with what? You can wipe it with the palm of the hand, which is better, still better. But if you wipe with your fingers together, joined together, or one finger, it is acceptable. It is acceptable. But it is still better if you use what? Use the three fingers, it is better recommended to precaution. Or use what? You use the palm of the hand, it is still better. It is still better.
Okay.
Within issue 260, as a precaution, at the time of wiping the food, when should what? When should you place one's hand on the toes and then draw it to the joint? You see, should you place here? You ask about this before wipe for two or three issues. As a precaution, at the time, of wiping the food, one should place one's hand on the toes and then draw it to the joint. You see, you place your hand on the what? On the foot, then you draw it to the joint. Or that one should place the hand on the joint and draw it to what? To the toes. Okay? These two pictures. One should not simply place the whole hand on the foot and pull it a little. So this is will make the wudu void. You see, if you do, you put your hand from the toes and you draw it to where? You draw it to the joint, or you place it on the joint and you draw it to the foot. Both of these cases are good. But if you just put your hand on the foot and you simply place it whole, the whole hand on the foot, and you pull it a little, that's not acceptable. Look for Sayyid Sistani, what he said. One should not, this is fatwa. This is a word of fatwa. Should not simply place the whole hand on the foot and pull it a little. Good. That's a great. Mr. Ali. All right. Now with issue number 261. While wiping one's hand and feet, wiping one's hand and feet, it is what? It is necessary to move one's hand on them. Sorry, here there is a mistake in the book. While wiping one's hand and feet, not hand, head. I should correct this. Yes. Because actually, we wipe the head and the front part of the head, and we wipe what? The feet. So while wiping once, he wrote in a book hand. Maybe you have a copy. So this is wrong. While wiping one's head and feet, it is necessary to move one's hand on them. Look, it is necessary to, I made a note on it. Good, that's great. So, and look for this, it is support my what I just said. He said, and it is necessary to move one's hand on them. On them, it means head and feet. And if the feet and the head, Now, while wiping one's hand and feet, head and feet, it is necessary to move one's hand on them. And if the feet and head are moved, leaving the hand stationary, you see, now that Now, with issue number 261, while wiping one's head and feet, it is necessary to move one's hand on them. And if the feet and head are moved, leaving the hand stationary. Now, the hand is what is stable, and the head or the feet are moving. Says Stanis said, the hand should wipe the foot, not the foot. Exactly, very good. Excellent, Mr. Ali. Excellent. Wudu would be void. Wudu would be void. However, there is no harm if the head and feet move slightly. It doesn't matter. There is no harm, no mushkil. Is it the same with the head? Yes, the same with the head. But Sayyid Sistani said, however, there is no harm if the head and feet move slightly. If the head and feet move slightly while the hand is being what? Moved for wiping. It doesn't matter if that the head or the feet moves or move slightly. It doesn't matter. But that the hand stationary while the head or the feet moves, that makes wudu void. That makes wudu void. Now, with issue number 262, the parts of wiping should be dry. The parts, it means what? Which part? The frontal part of the head and what? The feet. The parts of wiping should be dry first, head and the feet exactly. It should be dry, and if they are so wet that the wetness of the palm of the hand has no effect on them, wiping will be void. If the wiping will be void, it means that the wudu will be invalid, will be void also. However, there is no harm if the wetness on those parts is so significant. Huh? How is that? I'll tell you. For example, you are taking shower, okay, having a bath. When you get out of the bath, still your head and your feet is still wet. So when you make wudu, you didn't make your head and your feet dry, so you try to wipe your head. So the moisture, the water in your palm hand, okay, it will be not as the amount of the water on your head or on your feet. The water or the wetness on your head and on your feet will be what? Will be more than the moisture in your hand. Okay? So when you wipe, that the moisture of the head and the moisture of the foot or the feet, is more than the moisture in your hand. You see, in this case, we don't accept that wipe, and we said this wipe, it is what? It is invalid. So, do you accept if there is a little wetness on the head and on the foot? You said, says Stan, it is acceptable. Yes, what do you have? So, the moisture of the hand should be more than the moisture of the head of feet. Exactly. But that doesn't mean, Sayyidina, doesn't mean my head and my feet, it should be wet. No, the base, the original thing, it should be what? It should be dry. It should be dry. But if there is a little wetness in it, exactly. If there is a little wetness and that doesn't affect because I have moisture and water in my hand, yes, but not too much sweat. I'm sweating now, you see? I'm sweating now. When I put my hand on my head, I found there is a lot of water in it. Okay? So, if it is wet, okay. But in all cases, what we need that your palm hat is what it has moisture more than the wetness on your head and your feet, and it is acceptable with less wetness on your head and on your feet. If there is more, it isn't accept. All right. Now with issue here, look for the end of issue 262. However, there is no harm if the wetness on those part is so insignificant. Insignificant, you know? Yani, it is trivial, very little. You can't say it is what? It is water or something like. He said insignificant. That the moisture of the palm overcomes it. Exactly. Not to worry about. Exactly. You are correct. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.